I always had a studio to paint or build things in, but I let that part of my life slip away as I busied myself with graduate school and building an acupuncture practice. When the pressure from those things eased, I sewed costumes for the Ren Fair, took pictures, and wrote. I thought the artistic void was filled. Yet, in the depths of the basement, there were things I saved. One of the items was an old electric copper chandelier. On a whim, I brought it upstairs and set it on a kitchen chair. Over the next couple of weeks, I glared at it in passing, wondering why I kept it. In time, I softened and reacquainted myself with the dainty copper flowers and the beautiful patina. I considered its future each time I saw it. One of my favorite sculptors, Alberto Giacometti, was rumored to have figurative sculptures all over his studio. When he walked through, he would tweak the clay here and there instinctively. One day, impulsively, I removed the wiring. We won't think about asbestos. And stared at the gaping holes that screamed to be filled. I had no answers and walked away. Later, I went to an art show at Water Street Studios. I talked to a woman that did beading. That was the spark. The next day, I squinted at the naked, screaming chandelier and decided to see what I could do. My kitchen became a studio. I made repeated trips to the hardware store and old-timers' antiques. There were pearls, beads, bits of brass wire, and tools everywhere. There was epoxy, metal cleaner, and a pile of rags. The stovetop was my work table because the light was good. I removed parts, turned some upside down, took jewelry apart, and epoxied it together. I sewed pearls into place with thin brass wire. It was the best kind of manic frenzy. Hours flew by. I've been reading Taoist texts, and the concept of Wu Wei stands out. Wu Wei is inaction, the theory that right action should be effortless. I felt part of a process that I wasn't in control of, and everything simply fell together. I looked around the kitchen at the chaos and laughed, grateful that I wasn't accountable to anyone for the mess. Amid the clutter, a large clasp sparkled. It was a round jeweled disc that originally held the pearls together. I looked at the candelabra that had evolved so perfectly. There was a useless hole at the base, formerly for electrical cords. I looked at it and the clasp. I picked up the clasp and rubbed it between my fingers thoughtfully. I reached over and slid it into the hole. It fit perfectly. No force, no glue. It still isn't glued. It was as if it was supposed to be there. Wu Wei.